Now, in the 16th verse, Bhagwan gives us a very beautiful example how we can see God everywhere in verse number 16. Aham kraturaham yajnah.
Aham kraturaham yajnah.
Swadaham aham aushadham.
Swadaham samayaushadham.
Mantroham aham evajyam.
Mantro meha vajyam.
Aham agniraham hutam.
Aham agniraham hutam.
Aham kraturaham yajnah. Swadaham aham aushadham. Mantroham aham evajyam. Aham agniraham hutam. So here he is giving the example of a yajnashala. You know, we have all seen the yajnashala where the Panditji makes this structure with bricks, and we just saw that at the mission, those who came to our anniversary. And then there he will put all the light some wood and put some ghee and offerings and light the fire. And then he will chant mantras, and as he's chanting mantras, each one comes in turn and offers things into the fire. And that was also Bhagwan had told us in the fourth chapter. Those of you who have done Bhiksha with Swamiji, they always start with Brahmarpanam Brahmahavihi Brahmagnav Brahmanahutam Brahmaivatena Gantavyam Brahma Karma Samadhina. So here same idea is given to re-emphasize, to remind us of this beautiful concept. So Bhagavan says, Aham Kratu. Kratu means the technique of worship or the technique of sacrifice. Say, like Vishnu Bhaktas offer their praise to Bhagavan Vishnu in a particular way. And then Shakti, the worshippers of Shakti, the mother goddess, will do their rituals and offerings in a particular way. And so the technique, I am, that's what Bhagavan says, the technique of worship, I am, aham yajna, I am the sacrifice. Swadha is the offering we make to our ancestors. You know, those of you who have done Shraddha, when you do the Shraddha offering, the Panditji will make some balls of food and then you offer them in the fire, and it is said that the subtle aspect of that food goes to your ancestors. So that's Swadha, I am. Aham aushadham, also medicinal herbs are offered in the fire to create a beautiful atmosphere. You know, that's why they say the smoke of that fire is very, very nourishing. It's medicinal and it destroys insects. So that aushadham also I am. Then mantra aham, and I am the mantras that are chanted. Aham eva, I alone am ajyam, I am the ghee. Aham agni, I am the fire. And aham utam, I am the entire, all the oblations that are offered. So what Bhagavan is saying, the bricks I am, the fire I am, the offerings I am, also the yajman who is offering in the fire I am, the priest who is chanting mantras I am that. So everything is that, like in Brahmarpanam also he says that everything I am. So the idea is that whatever activity I'm doing, God is in that activity. Somebody is like, I don't do yajnas, I don't know. He says, okay, do you cook? Yes, I cook. Okay, so in the kitchen, the stove is God, the spices are God, the plates, the spoons, the knife, the pots, the pans, see God in all of them. The one who is cooking is God, and the one for whom we are cooking, I'm cooking for my children, for my husband, that is God. So then the cooking becomes worship. Person says, I don't cook and I don't do yajna. Okay, do you sit on a computer? Oh, computer, I sit 24 hours a day. I have no problem. I can sit day and night. He said, okay, then in the computer, I am the iPad. I am the iPhone. I am Google. I am Microsoft. I am Amazon. So God says, all of them are me. Yahoo, whatever you see, that is me. So if anything in the computer, the desktop, the keyboard, that is God. If I'm driving my children to school, the car is God, the steering wheel is God, the road is God, the wheels are God, the passengers are God, the traffic light is God, other drivers. So then your every action, you see God everywhere, and then you obviously cannot get angry. You know, you cannot fight with people, you cannot argue with people. An attitude of love comes spontaneously. Gurudev, he used to, when he would be, he would wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and he would personally write letters to all his devotees. And some of the text commentaries also he wrote by hand, the Bhagavad Gita, Dakshinamurti Stotra. He said Bhagavad Gita is the one he wrote by hand. Lot of the others were compiled by, from his talks. And so he would get up in the morning and they usually used to assign a lady to be a secretary who would be there. And he would say, bring my puja material. So you would think puja material, he's asking for, you know, dhupa and chandan and all. No, he's asking for his paper and pen. And for him, writing the commentaries and answering letters to devotees was his puja. So seeing God everywhere at all times, that is called puja. And this reminds me of a very beautiful story of Naradji. Naradji was once traveling with Sri Krishna. And he says, you know, Sri Krishna, you have said in the Bhagavad Gita, you are everywhere. I just see you here in the chariot. How can you say I'm everywhere? So Bhagavan didn't answer. You know, he had his own mischievous way of answering. He said, okay, come on, now in this chariot, we have to go far away. So for 2.5 days, they are continuously moving. And finally, they are in the middle of a desert and there is nothing around, no water, no food, nothing. And he says, Naraji, I'm very thirsty. You know, if you go past outside this desert, just go for another mile or two. There is a village. Can you bring me some food and water? Two days we haven't eaten. I'm very thirsty. The water is all out. So Naraji says, okay, you know, I'll go. And so because he had this, you know, orange clothes, so any house he would go, they would give bhiksha. So he goes to the first house and he knocks. And he says, bhiksham dehi. And this lady comes and she offers him bhiksha. And then he looks in her eyes and he says she has the same eyes as Sri Krishna. And she even winks at him and then goes inside. What am I seeing? I probably deluded. Second house he goes, you know, he asks for water. And there this young boy comes out and smiles at him and says, you know, have you ever met Sri Krishna? And the boy has Krishna's eyes. Naraji says, yes. He says, can you tell me some songs about Sri Krishna? He doesn't wait. He closes the door and goes. And third house, the grandmother has the same Sri Krishna's eyes. And the fourth house, the housewife. And then the fifth house, the father. Every house he goes. And then he realizes that, you know, how, what foolish question I asked. If Bhagwan is there, he was just showing me that you see my eyes in all eyes. You see me, my form in all form. So that is the beauty of these stories, that they give us such a powerful lesson. Yes. And to see the oneness in all. Hansa always talks about seeing the oneness in the whole creation. And that is the oneness, where you see one Lord everywhere and you see myself everywhere. And that oneness is what is the message of this particular shloka. And when he says medicine, what Bhagwan Sri Krishna means, you know, when we are suffering, when we have pain or when we have a headache or when we have fever, you know, we go and take antibiotics. So Bhagwan Sri Krishna says, I am the medicine for all your suffering. You know, ultimately, what is the suffering that I think I am this body, mind, and intellect? As long as I think I am this body, mind, and intellect, the body, mind, and intellect will suffer. There will be problems. So there will be suffering. But if I say I am that consciousness who at this moment is occupying this body, mind, and intellect, then body will have problems. And as we get older, there will be physical problems, there will be emotional problems. There will be intellectual confusions, in all those situations, a wise person remains unaffected. He or she says, it's not happening to me. It's happening to my body. I go and take medicine. If it's happening to my mind, I just go and relax. In fact, this is the solution for all life's problems. This reminds me of Johnny Walker's song. Some of you probably remember it. He says, "Lakh dukhon ki ek dawa hai, kyun na aazmaye." You know, he's talking. So that is all these worldly problems. There is only one solution. Like many Guruji says, many problems, one solution. And that solution is the Lord's name. Chant the name of the Lord, remember the Lord, and bring the Lord with you at all times in all your activities. And then your problems will be solved. And what will happen when you see God everywhere, then automatically selfishness will get less. Because how can I be selfish and I say, I don't like my hand, I don't like my leg? No, they are all dear to me. So when I see myself in everybody, then there is no selfishness. The second thing that will happen is that each one of us has a very, very strong desires. You know, if we look in our heart, there is some very powerful desire that is preventing me from going to God. And if we think every one of us has some problem, some strong desire, so as I get closer to God, automatically that desire has to lessen. So consciously turn my attention and even my desires towards God. There's a very famous episode called Guna Firai Hai. He says, when you have anger, get angry with God. Yeah, God, why are you not coming to me? When you have desire, get desire for God. When you have jealousy, don't have jealousy. If this person can progress, I can progress too. So all your activities can be directed in that direction. Even my negativities can become positive. If I am so sad, why am I sad? Because today I didn't do my meditation. Today I didn't do my puja. Today I didn't study. You know, 1 hour I had decided every night I'm going to study before I went, go to bed. I didn't do that. So what happened is that the negative qualities become positive qualities. Yesterday I did 3 malas, you know, chanted. Today I'll do 4 malas. Tomorrow I'll do 5 malas. So instead of saying I want 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, that's okay. But what is more important is how much time I can spend in God's presence. And that is how you judge your spiritual progress. And the mantra is the very, very important, because they say anytime your mind is disturbed, and have a favorite mantra again of your Ishta Devta, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Whatever your mantra is, constantly chant that. Chant it early in the morning when you wake up, at night, every time you have a moment. After you finish your shower, just thank God for the beautiful, warm, plentiful water. And so everything can become a worship of God. So remember the mantra and chant it. And the more you chant the mantra, the more it will become firmly embedded in your consciousness. And if it comes to a stage where, God forbid, if I can't move and if I can't do anything, then at least I can chant the mantra. So make that mantra a very important part of your life. And whatever the mantra is, it can be Gayatri mantra, but know the meaning and then chant with attention to the form. So when I'm saying Om Namah Shivaya, the form of Lord Shiva should come. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva, I should see Lord Krishna. Don't just mechanically chant Om Namah Shivaya like that. So Neeru just gave me, there is a very beautiful book in the office library called Divinizing the Mind, which very, very well covers it. If anybody would like to get any books from the library, we are there every Sunday in the evening around 5:30. So you can meet us or call us. So that is what in this shloka Bhagavan Sri Krishna says, Aham Kratur Aham Yajna Swadaham Aham Aushadam mantroham aham evajyam aham agnir aham hutam. So the mantra shala, everything is me. The panditji, the mantras, the offerings, the fire, and the one to whom, that's why fire is said to be the FedEx, because whatever you offer in the fire instantly gets transferred to the heavens, to the gods. So that's why they say fire is the messenger. That's why we worship fire. Also among the five elements, the fire is the first one that we can see. We cannot see space. We cannot see air. We can feel air. But fire, I can see water and earth. So fire is worshipped as that. And Bhagwan says, that I am. So this is a beautiful mantra, that everything you see in Lord, in life, is the Lord. Whatever you deal with is Him.